Macmillan Audio presents The Curious World of Calpurnia Tate by Jacqueline Kelly. Read for you by Natalie Ross. Chapter 1. Armand versus Dilly. One evening, when we were about 10 miles from the Bay of San Blas, vast numbers of butterflies in bands or flocks of countless myriads extended as far as the eye could range. Even by the aid of a telescope, it was not possible to see a space free from butterflies. The seaman cried out, "It was snowing butterflies," and such in fact was the appearance. Charles Darwin, The Voyage of the Beagle. To my great astonishment, I saw my first snowfall on New Year's Day of 1900. Now, you might not think much of this, but it is an exceedingly rare event in Central Texas. Why, only the night before, I'd made the resolution to set eyes on snow just once before I died, doubting it would ever happen. My improbable wish had been granted within the space of hours, the snow transforming our ordinary town into a landscape of pristine beauty. I had run through the hushed woods at dawn, clad only in my robe and slippers, marveling at the delicate mantle of snow, the pewter sky, and the trees laced with silver, before the cold drove me back to our house. And what with all the fuss and fizz and pomp of the great event, I figured I was poised on the brink of a splendid future in the new century, and that my 13th year would be magical. But now here we were in spring, and somehow the months had slipped away from me, devolving into the usual humdrum round of schoolwork, housework, and piano lessons, the monotony punctuated by my 6 brothers, taking it in turn to drive me, the only girl, right around the bend. The new year had duped me sure enough.